Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Wednesday, November 8th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Sometimes we'll have a plan for the show and then we'll make some offhand comment and get a bunch of calls about that and you just kind of have to roll with it.
You do, yeah.
Sometimes like, this is better than what we had planned.
Yeah, for sure.
Which you'll hear a little bit later in the podcast. Things got a little weird on the show today. We had some callers and it was fun. First,
I was at the gas station yesterday and I was texting and I was pumping gas at the same time and then of course over the loudspeaker, "Excuse me, ma'am, please get off your phone." And it scared the bejesus out of me because I was like, why? What am I doing wrong?
They actually enforce that, hey? Because, I mean, everybody's on their phone when they're filling up.
And there's a little sign that says no phones. And yeah. I was like, why? Whatever. Just, it was a quick text. I didn't think anything of it. Then right over the loudspeaker, I was just jumped half mile. I was just like, what is going on here? Why is that, though? Why can't you be on your phone at the gas pump?
Well, the two things I can think of is that they're afraid that your phone will, I don't know, explode if it's a Samsung. Or if it may be like, you know, you're always supposed to discharge the static electricity in your body by touching the vehicle before you fill up.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
but
so
good to
know. I wonder
if
it has something to do with that. The other thing I can think of is that they just want you to be attentive while you're filling because it's the same as you're not supposed to jam your gas cap under the handle if it doesn't have the thing that locks.
Yeah,
Clicky thing. I don't know what it's called, but
I'm so happy because that gas station I always go to has the clicky thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, in Canada, when it's minus 30 out and you're trying to pump gas, the little clicky thing makes a world of difference.
Definitely.
Okay?
It's like, not just a laziness thing in Canada. It's like, my hand is cold.
It's my put my hands in my pockets while I'm waiting and this
or
is great.
Or send your text.
Or send my text message.
Excuse me, ma'am.
At the time, I was just like, oh my God, is this like a drug front? Why don't they think I'm filming? Like, what is going on here?
That yeah, it's happened to me too, where they come over the intercom and it startles you because no one ever uses the intercom. One time we were on a trip and we had a rental vehicle and we pulled up to the wrong side of the pump for the gas cap.
Yeah.
So my friend tries to get the hose to go over top of the vehicle.
Of course he does.
And like upside down and the other way. And the woman, this was in Hannah, Alberta, the woman comes over the intercom and she's like, "Oh, honey, it's not supposed to reach around." And he's like, "Reach around? What's that about a reach around?"
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
There's a bakery near my house, Shauna, and their slogan is "Our Daily Bread," which is a line that is taken directly from the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, can you do that? I guess you can.
You can. Maybe people who are religious might be offended by this.
Or they'd be inclined to go there. It's like, these people are religious too.
Yes,
they're baking religious bread.
True.
Interesting. Like, so it's like, they're like, we're not saying Jesus would buy his bread here, but that's totally what we're saying.
It's basically an endorsement from Jesus.
Jesus loves our bread. So it's our daily bread.
A picture of Jesus with a thumbs up.
The buddy Christ.
Look, Jesus endorses it, guys. Let's go get some bread there.
But this has become my favorite local business since The Secret Gardener. Do you remember The Secret Gardener?
Yes. Yes. Where was The Secret Gardener?
Saw it on a vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a local gardening company, but I love the implication there.
I know.
It's like you come out and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. Everything's done. Your garden's all nice. Yeah, yeah. There's a gardener just like, every time he sees somebody, the bushes are rustling. Is that like potted plant on his head that he uses as a disguise? Just sits like, oh no.
Blending with the plants. Just get in and out. Let nobody see you.
Dobby,
the secret gardener.
Must not be seen.
X92.9.
A while back, we learned about a style of singing that was big in the 90s called Yarling.
Yes.
We just love Yarling.
Yes, we do.
Once there was this kid in your life. Please come now, I think I'm falling.
Yarling.
It's like putting the in there. Like everything, you just, Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since then, we've identified a more recent popular trend in vocal style. We call it lordling. It's that low, breathy female vocal.
Hey. Wait till you're an owl. Crack another whip, need some blood in the cup.
Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars.
Dancing in your tube socks in a hotel.
Trains coming, but I'm stuck on these.
You could probably be a pretty good lordler.
I was gonna say, like, I have the voice for that. Like, hey, damn, Let's go back to my place.
Like you're half asleep?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have since been talking about a new one. Mumblers.
Mm.
Mumblers.
Yeah, the people who, like, when you listen to them sing, you're like, are you opening your mouth, or...
What was all that?
Yeah, what? What? In the day we sweat out on the streets
of a runaway American dream. Didn't catch all that, Bruce. I'm sorry. Come again, Mark Knopfler?
Unky Mike, what?
Uncle Mark.
What's going on?
Uncle Mark's been into the liquor. Here we go. Worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind. Bob Dylan just waking up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's funny because you can't really find any very many clips of Bob Dylan. And I think it's for that reason, because he mumbles in so many of them. It's like...
Michael Stipe of REM did some mumbling in his early days.
For sure. Yeah.
Kurt's a tough one. Because he does mumble, but he also inspired a whole generation of Yarlers. So you could consider him to be the first Yarler.
Yeah, so he's like a late mumbler, early Yarler maybe. Like he was just kind of mixed in there.
Post-mumble?
Yarbler?
Proto-Yarl?
A Yarbler.
Yarbler?
Yeah, okay.
It sounds like a bird.
I think it is. Bring me to
Stained.
Yeah.
It's some mumbling. Bit of yarling, too.
Oh, my God.
It's tough.
God.
Like, where do you draw the line between a mumbler and a yarler?
I know.
I think you're right. Some of them are yarblers.
Yeah, they're the
warblers.
Your warblers, yarblers.
Blue-throated warblers. Yeah.
They get
the
press.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
When we first heard about the term yarling and started looking into it, I think that might be the hardest I've ever laughed in the studio.
Oh, my God.
We came up with this idea to have a festival, but only for yarling bands, so all day long it's just like this.
Coming
from the main stage. Yeah, we even produced a commercial for it.
X Afternoons presents Yarl Fest, the biggest Yarlers in music, like Pearl Jam.
Seven Mary 3.
And Creed. Featuring special Yarly performances from Bob Yarly and the Yarlers.
Oh, yeah.
We Yarlin. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanna Yarlin with you. Yeah, yeah.
Yarly Ray Jepsen.
Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So Yarl me, baby.
And the Yarkels.
I heard you Yarlin in the shower.
Get your tickets before April 1st at Yarly Bird Prices. Yarl Fest.
Yeah, oh,
Presented by X Afternews.
X92.9.
We're driving yesterday, and my wife McKenna looks at me and says, "You have a very long face, hey?"
What? Like,
It's like, yeah, I kind of do, I guess. Thank you. Thank you for that. People aren't pointing out that my eyes are too close together. They're saying I got a long face.
I'm staring at your face right now, and it doesn't look that... It's fairly proportionate.
What if I do this?
Well, then that looks... Mm. Yep.
Hey, why the long face?
Yes, if What's you do wrong? That, everybody will have a long face. That's why it's called
got
that.
One of those horse faces.
I'm just gonna, every time I walk by you now, I'm just going to...
I brought you some oats.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's
try to measure my face. So I have an iPhone cord here.
All right.
But I don't have the... So if you're going to measure your face, and I mean, if you can do this too, if you think you have a long face, if you're listening, especially if you're at the job site.
Yeah.
Grab some tape or some rope or something.
You actually have some appropriate measurements, unlike the iPhone cords that
I know, this
isn't
going to tell as much.
Anyway, go.
So where would you go from your, like, what do you consider to be the face?
Well, you have to go from your hairline, I think, right? Because then it's not the face beyond that.
Is your forehead part of your face? I guess it is.
I'd say so.
But some people have tall ass foreheads too, right?
So you don't want them to join in on the measurement because you think they're cheating for having a long forehead?
Yeah, it's a forehead.
Are you serious?
Get that out of here. So go from the hairline.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should go directly over the nose because, again, giant noses are going to skew this.
Add it into the measure. Whatever. Okay, if you have a big nose, then fine. You just add it in.
I guess the nose is part of your face.
It is.
But it's not face surface area. We're trying to figure out who has the longest face. We want to award Calgary's longest face.
All right, so who knows how to calculate face surface area? Because we need your help right now on this calculation.
So right over, okay, hairline right over the nose to the tip of the chin. My face is about that long. Jeez, that looks like a long face.
That's not a long face.
You don't think so?
You're overreacting right now. That is not a... Oh, my God.
Send us some pictures of your long face.
What?
Measuring everyone to see that. You don't have a long face. Your face is proportioned.
I have a pretty long face.
No, I wouldn't say so.
No? Okay, good.
Your eyes are right in the middle.
My sister used to tell me I had a long face, but she used to also tell me I was adopted, so I guess I shouldn't trust her.
You do. You've said in the past though that you have a tall ass crack, though, isn't that true?
I do actually. The first thing I thought of was to measure people's bum cracks because I think I would win. I have a long crack. Okay, like a long.
Oh my God.
I was watching Harry Potter the other day, and they have Professor Longbottom. I was like, that is me. I am Professor Longbottom.
In Lord of the Rings, they have Longbottom leaf too, which is a type of weed. So,
guys,
you can start growing your own when it's legal and sell Shauna's Longbottom leaf.
Okay, so now I have a $1 million idea. And also, like, if anybody wants to measure, you know, the circumference, like,
the length of your.
I'll win the length of your bum crack. I was trying to think of a nicer way of saying
it. We're looking for Calgary's longest face and Calgary's tallest crack.
You want to measure this up for me? Just
get that out of here. You could do that on the privacy of your own home. What's the medical term for it so we don't sound so crude?
I know.
Butt crack.
Well, that's why Professor Longbottom from Harry Potter is what I was like. I relate perfectly to him, but I'm going to say bum crevasse. I feel like it's less crude than bum crack.
The intergluteal cleft is the actual medical term for that. So.
Yeah, but that doesn't really give you the real preview of what I'm talking about here. Like it's the crevasse, full thing, very long.
So in cosmetic surgery, you measure the face in vertical thirds, and it goes from the hairline, which you have to be different person, down above the brow, and then the next one is from the brow to your upper lip, and then from your upper lip to the bottom of your chin.
Okay, how do you know this?
Well, because I did some training in surgery, and then so I had to do that for my exams and knew that stuff.
Okay.
Do you know how to measure properly the length of your butt crack?
No, didn't study that part.
No. Okay. So are there people who come in to get their face shortened?
I don't do it. I just had to know it, but I don't. Well, yes. Yeah, suppose that people are changing their chin length. Then yeah, they can change that.
Right. And there's people who like they want they'll widen their eyes or like their brows
right.
And they'll work on that part too, right?
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Yeah. When you do facial analysis, you look at the relative proportions of them because those three spaces should be about equal.
Right. And your eyes are supposed to be basically in the center of your head, right?
They're just below. They're in the middle third, but they're just below they're at the top of the middle third.
The top of the middle third. Okay.
They also define your face side to side, too, and there's five divisions there, and your eyes are kind of like the second and the fourth of those, and they should be equal spaces.
Now, what's a normal distance between your eyes?
Oh, I don't remember the number specifically for that, but basic distance between your eyes, between the middle parts of each corner of your eye, should be about the width of one eye.
It'd be the length of one eye.
Nope.
Mine are too close, hey, Shauna? Jesus.
I'm an optician, and many Caucasian men have have the distance between their eyes is between 60 and 64 centimeters. Or sorry, millimeters, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry, say that again. The distance is...
The distance between, average that I've seen between many Caucasian men's eyes is between 60 and 64 millimeters.
60 and 64 millimeters. Okay, so we got to see if I fall. Shauna's shaking her head.
No.
Also the center of the pupil to the center of the pupil, so not the corner of your eye.
Right, so that's looking straight ahead.
Right.
How short do you see?
I would say I've seen a Caucasian man, be 28.
28?
That's probably closer to you.
So 28 per eye. So 50, what is that, 56?
56, right. Okay. And you probably get some real salmons coming in too with eyes that are really far apart, right?
Yeah, there's like, it's based a lot on like different cultures. So there's like cultures where I have seen PDs that are like 38-38.
Wow.
So that's insanely wide.
That's almost on two different faces.
Yeah.
It is, but they also have really wide heads.
So okay.
But you also like could see your peripheral very well. Like you could really see almost behind you, which is great. So
probably, yeah.
Does that actually make a difference in your like in your vision?
It would for sure.
Well, it does because if depending on your type of prescription, if you have glasses that your eyes aren't overly centered in, your optics are going to be like the lens is going to be really distorted.
Right. Now we're talking focal lengths and that sort of thing, right?
That's right. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it is actually really interesting.
Maybe you could measure my eyes and prove to Shauna once and for all that I'm not a freak.
I will. I would do that.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You're the one who pointed it out at the beginning. I'd prove to you that my butt crack's long, but you know, we haven't.
Do you measure butt cracks there,
yes.
Megan?
That is actually funny because my sisters and I have had this conversation. One sister has a really high butt crack, and the other one has a really low butt crack.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It is a thing.
Is
and
it
I
the
am...
type that's always trying to get up out of your pants?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the...
Yeah, it's like a little... It just needs a little air at all times. Just, like, sneaks up there.
Oh,
just
Megan.
Wants to see the world, okay?
That's fantastic.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Fashion alert.
Leisure suits are the new thing that they say are the big fashion. I was looking, Elle magazine gives me my fashion updates rather, and this is what they're saying. Here's the thing though, they're track suits.
Right, because a leisure suit is its own thing.
Yes.
Leisure suits were big in the 70s.
No.
The big lapels and the colors.
Yeah.
This is different. This is just a track suit?
It's a glorified track suit. If you look at all the pictures, it's all these track suits. They're in different, you know, materials and that type of thing. They are full out track suits, and they're saying those are coming back.
Like the one color Adidas track suit
exactly.
That rappers and Ali G
yes.
wear, that
yes.
sort of thing.
And there's some in like velour and satin and stuff, but they're all just those same track suits, one color. Magical.
Functional.
I know.
And stylish. Oh, yes. Yes. Lazy people everywhere are positively thrilled that it's made a comeback, the tracksuit.
Oh, is he a European soccer player, or is he just going out on the town? No one really knows.
Loaf around in a solid red tracksuit and perhaps get mistaken for a gang member. It's risky and adventurous.
Oh, you can go to work, hit the gym, hit Walmart, and then run a marathon, all in the same outfit. It's so versatile.
Accessorize with a cigarette and a squat to achieve the complete Slavic look.
Oh, yes, if you add a red visor and a fanny pack, you can strut your stuff like a chain-smoking grandma at the casino.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.